EU, Assembly Edition, Amphenol Industrial Automation, Masterbond Nanosilica Epoxy, and more. AIM REL Alloys. AIM Solder has introduced the REL 61 and REL 22 lead-free solder alloys, along with several lines of solder assembly materials. REL 22 is a high-reliability alloy with durability characteristics that double that of SAC-305 in harsh environments. In contrast, REL 61 is a low-silver solder alloy that helps solve the process challenges associated with many other low-slash-no-silver solder alloys. With a 10 degrees Celsius lower melting temperature and improved wetting performance, REL 61 can reduce process temperatures, prevent PCB damage and avert waste. AIM's REL alloys are available in paste, wire and bar formats. For more information, visit AIM's website. Amphenol Industrial Automation. Amphenol has released a variety of circular connectors, terminal blocks, motion-grade connectors, flexible circuits and cable assemblies, as well as total box build systems for the automation and robotics market. Some of those systems include connectors for machine applications, including the C16-3, C091, HeavyMate C146 series, M23 Elite series, PowerBoss Lite M22 and PowerBoss Lite M35. RoboLock, a three-position, high-current primary circuit connector and cable protection system. Four pluggable series terminal blocks, including the Oak series, TJ series, KD series and the K series. Two devices for power and signal applications, including the XL PowerMate and industrial terminal block. Information about pricing and availability can be found on Amphenol's website. Littelfuse PLEDs. Littelfuse has launched a series of PLEDs with a low holding current, 21 mA, that makes the ballast drivers commonly used in the output of fluorescent tubes compatible with modern replacement LED strings or tubes. This eliminates the need to discard otherwise still working ballasts when replacing fluorescent lighting tubes with LED strings or tubes. The PLED Ultra Low Holding Current series also ensures that the ballast will be able to activate the LED string or tube. This is particularly important for ballasts that require the ability to detect high voltage outputs during ignition. The PLEDs are available in DO214A packages in tape and reel format in quantities of 2,500. For more information, visit Littelfuse's website. Masterbond Nanosilica Epoxy. Masterbond has released EP30NS, a two-component epoxy system that cures at room temperature or more rapidly at elevated temperatures. The epoxy is optically clear, especially in thin sections, and can be used as an adhesive, sealant, coating and encapsulation compound. EP30NS features dimensional stability, linear shrinkage of less than 0.01% and increased physical strength characteristics, and cures rigid. Furthermore, this epoxy system has been independently tested per the ASTM D40-6014 standard for abrasion resistance for 1,000 cycles and exhibited a loss of weight of only 18.3 mg. Additional technical specifications are available on Masterbond's website. Shunt Clamping Force Blocks. Shunt has stated that its tandem KSP plus clamping force blocks can now be directly joined to the Shunt Vero S quick change pallet system via standardized base plates. The manually controlled Shunt ABPH plus basic plates can be supplied with compressed air, both on the bottom and side connections. An integrated pressure maintenance valve ensures that the clamping force blocks remain securely clamped even if the compressed air supply is interrupted. This means that the clamping force blocks can be used on a range of 3, 4 and 5 axis machines. Additionally, the vise on the base plate can be turned by 90 degrees as required for a respective application. Centering takes place using KSP plus fitting screws. For more information, visit Shunt's website. Miss the last EU Assembly Edition? Click here.